Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jackie Tavner. Batting second. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Schott. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Joe Schott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, Buck Redfern. Batting third. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dan Dugan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dan Dugan. And now, play ball. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner hits a fly ball into center field. Watwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Metzler moves to third. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Autry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Watwood picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Watwood. Morgan moves to second. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Metzler throws the ball into Sissel, who tags Sewell trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Falk scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavner is 0 for 1 in the game. Tavner hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Autry moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Autry tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dugan moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Dugan trying to get to home. Falk throws the ball into Sewell who tags Dugan, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Com moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds strikes out. The ball gets by Sewell. He chases the ball to the backstop. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Autry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sissel scores. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Dan Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dugan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0 for 1 in the game. Schott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 2 in the game. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Redfern moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavener strikes out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Fonseca reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill bunts for a single. Fonseca moves to third. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fonseca tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Averill trying to get to second. Reynolds throws the ball into Sissel, who tags Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 0-for-2 in the game. Whatwood hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Autry is walked intentionally. Dan Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dugan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Whatwood. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Falk moves to third. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Falk tags and scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Autry and he is safe. Sewell steals third. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-2 in the game. Schott hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Sewell bunts in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to second. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill moves to third. Two outs. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Falk throws the ball into Tavener, who tags Reynolds trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Hal McCain now pitching. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott is 0-for-3 in the game. Schott bunts in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. Lind moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lind tags and moves to third. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-3 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Autry hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Hoffman pinch hits for Hal McCain. Dutch Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Hoffman reaches second base with a double. Sissel moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Metzler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Buck Redfern. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.